Test 76, Section 2, Question 8. And here we're looking for how Ortiz criticizes Merton. And so this is basically a structure question, or what does it do? Merton says, we've got this study that showed that people who live on very busy streets have higher rates of heart disease than average. Okay, so study shows busy streets, higher heart disease. I conclude that this elevated rate of heart disease is caused by air pollution from automobile exhaust. So the heart disease comes from the air pollution. So Merton's conclusion is it's the air pollution from exhaust that causes the heart disease. And the evidence is there's a link between heart disease and busy streets. Ortiz says, are you sure? Do we know whether people living on busy streets have other lifestyle factors that are especially conducive to heart disease? And so basically Ortiz questions this by asking if there might be other factors. Okay, so it's saying, could they have other factors? And so Ortiz criticizes it by basically saying there might be other explanations for that than the one that you happen to choose. So now let's look at A. Raising a question about the validity of the study. It's not about the validity of the study. It's whether or not we've isolated the variable responsible. Contending that Merton needs to take into account other effects of air pollution. It's not other effects of air pollution. It's other things that could have caused the higher heart disease. Claiming that Merton misunderstands crucial aspect of it. I wasn't really sure about this one, so I said maybe, but I don't love it. Raising a counterexample to the general conclusion. There's no real counterexample here. It's not saying, but in this other case, people didn't have heart disease. And then suggesting that alternative explanations for the study's findings need to be ruled out. That's exactly what we wanted, because it's saying you need to rule out other things that could be causing the higher heart disease. And so therefore, E is our best answer.